Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. Israel says it's carried out hundreds of airstrikes and hit most strategic weapons stockpiles in Syria to stop them falling into the hands of jihadists. The Israeli military said it had destroyed Syria's naval fleet as well as helicopters, air defence systems and tanks. Israel's Minister for the Diaspora and Combating Anti-Semitism, Amichai Shikli, explained to the BBC the reasons behind the strikes.
What we are doing is preemptive steps to make sure that dangerous weapons do not fall into the hands of the jihadists who are now taking over Syria. We don't know yet who is going to lead Syria. Different parts of the country are held by different organizations and ethnic groups.
Prosecutors in New York say they oppose a formal dismissal of Donald Trump's hush money conviction, but suggested the case could be paused during his presidency. The judge in the case indefinitely postponed Trump's sentencing at a hearing in November following his victory in the presidential election. His legal team argue that the case should now be dismissed completely to protect presidential immunity. The US Congressional Task Force investigating the failed attempt to assassinate Donald Trump in Pennsylvania in July has released its final report, describing the incident as tragic and preventable. The report says there was a litany of security failures, as our senior North America correspondent Gary O'Donoghue explains.
Bits of equipment not working on the day, people not being trained on those bits of equipment, not having proper access to one another's operational plans, the Secret Service not really knowing what the local police were doing. I mean, the list goes on, but they say not one of them was the actual kind of crucial thing. It was all of them coming together that created the circumstances that allowed what amounted to an untrained sniper, Thomas Crooks, 20 years old, get on a roof and take 8 shots at a former president.
A lawyer for Luigi Mangione, the man charged with killing the head of America's largest health insurance company, Brian Thompson, last week, says his client is contesting extradition to New York. Speaking after the hearing, the district attorney for Blair County in Pennsylvania, Pete Wick, said he didn't believe Mr. Mangione contesting extradition would be a substantial barrier to sending him to New York.
Our office will communicate with the Manhattan District Attorney's office, and each of us communicate with our respective state-level governments, and it's the state-level governments that work with each other, execute the governor's warrant, which sometimes can take approximately 30 days, plus or minus a little bit. I will say that those wheels have already started moving in this case, so I'm hopeful we can get that accomplished quickly.
BBC News. President Biden has defended his legacy on the economy and challenged the incoming Trump administration to build on his successes. Speaking in Washington, Mr. Biden denounced Mr. Trump's plans to slap high tariffs on America's biggest trading partners, Mexico, Canada and China. He said the Republicans' plans would be an economic disaster and that American consumers would pay the price. Peru's president, Dina Boluarte, has proposed bringing back the death penalty following the murder of a 12-year-old girl in the capital, Lima. The body was found wrapped in blankets on Sunday, a day after Sheila Condor went missing in a poor area of the city. Police believe the girl was sexually abused. Local media reported a suspect has been arrested. Capital punishment was abolished in Peru in 1979. South Korea's former defense minister Kim Jong-un has been formally arrested on insurrection charges in connection with the president's decision last week to briefly impose martial law. Mr. Kim has been in custody since Sunday. Earlier, President Yoon Suk-yeol's office announced that it was unable to say who was now running the country. A humpback whale has confounded scientists after making one of the longest and most unusual migrations ever recorded. International researchers say the adult male completed a 13,000-kilometre journey. Helen Biggs reports.
Humpback whales are known for having one of the longest migrations of any mammal. But international researchers say this adult male humpback had one of the longest and most unusual migrations ever recorded, visiting breeding grounds in both the Pacific and the Indian Ocean over the course of several years. They think this epic journey might be down to climate change shrinking populations of krill, the tiny shrimp-like creatures humpback whales feed on, or it could be an ocean odyssey to find a mate.